Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's Tuesday night. It's 9 o'clock. I'm home here in Bowie, Maryland, and it's time for another Norm at Night. I don't have anything on the agenda really for tonight. It's been kind of a slow and lazy day, and I'm not feeling real gung-ho because, well, I just passed a year's anniversary of being unemployed, and no matter how many jobs I apply for, I get close, and I guess I become one of the long-term unemployed, and that means I should be voting for Mitt Romney. Well, I'm not. I'm not going to vote for Mitt Romney. I'm not going to vote for any of those phonies. Yeah, that's what they are. Phonies. Greedy, sloppy, mother-effing phonies. The whole 1%, I've been living in the 1% for, well, actually, I've been serving the 1% for 30 years. But anyway, that's a whole nother question, I don't know. Text messages are flowing into my new droid. It's just been one disastrous financial event after another. My children are graduated from college. They're gone from home. They're trying to make it themselves. I'm out there trying to help them. There's nothing much I can do about it except try to help them. It doesn't really matter. I've been doing all kinds of things. If you want to call in and talk about whatever you feel like talking about, you can give me a call at 347-945-6713. And we can talk about the state of affairs. Tell me what you think about Syria. Now the United States is claiming that the Russians are selling the Syrians attack helicopters. And what if they are? What do we do? Mr. Gorbachev may have torn down that wall, but all those Russian missiles are still pointed at us, the good old U.S. of A. What do we do about that? Our presidents, I'll say things I don't want to say. I'll never get a job. Hey, guest 8293, welcome to the chat room. What would you like to talk about tonight? Let's see what else is on the front page of the Washington Post. Ah, the Jerry Sandusky trial started yesterday, actually. The second victim testified today. That's a real interesting thing that happens. Wait a minute. What's going on here? Well, here's something that you can always give a call in. Is the president's kill list unchecked presidential power? George Allen did win the primary for the GOP seat in Virginia. Again, all the money goes to Allen. Again, the money buys another election. It apparently here, the president of the University of Virginia was fired. I didn't know anything about this. Well, let's take a look. Oh, yes. Let's see here. Teresa Sullivan, a woman, was ousted by the board. Well, I can feel for her because I've been ousted myself a few times. As a member, now this is the college president that told all the helicopter parents not to stick around. They did this secretly, quietly. Oh, wow. I guess all the people appointed by Governor McDonald, half of the board at least, the other half were appointed by Tim Kaine. I guess nobody told her about it. This has come as a shock to everyone. Wow. The board just got together. You get too uppity, you know. You get too out of place in Virginia. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, or purple. You're out. Wow. Oh, here's something interesting. How to survive in the working world. Well, I wish somebody could tell me that. Keep my big mouth shut. Maybe that would do it. Apparently, Sullivan brought the real world to the classroom. I wish I would have, we could have had a full discussion about this. Let me see if anybody's interested. Well, no calls, but I'll keep putting this into the archive. Let me go back here. The sociology of work. That's interesting. My daughter was a sociology major, just graduated from Towson University. So 17 students discussed the job market, employable major, standing out in an interview, building a social network. The president of the university actually teaching a regular class. They gathered in the president's conference room. They had their laptops and their coffee, of course. Wow. There are other university presidents that teach. Catholic University President John Garvey teaches a constitutional law class. The University of Richmond, Ed Ayers, teaches a freshman course in American history. John Ergo of St. Mary's College of Maryland President is a Faulkner Scholar. and leads a weekly seminar each fall. Georgetown University President John J. DeGioia teaches a freshman seminar about globalization. That's a pretty interesting deal. I guess the question that follows from it, how many high school principals actually teach a course? Or in the embedded school world, how many headmasters? I know the headmaster at St. Albans teaches a course every now and then. He's actually a published author, wrote a novel called The Quick and the Dead in the tradition of the Southern writers. And my information has he's going to teach a course this fall on James Joyce and Faulkner. So that should be interesting. It would be fun to kind of sit in on and watch him. That's really pretty interesting. But she got a little too interesting, apparently. And the war against women in Virginia continues. A pretty amazing state. I lived out in Rich Virginia, and it really is a different place. It's really quite interesting how your traditions and upbringings just give you a completely different reality. And I don't know. You know, reality, that's a really interesting, where does reality come from? How does it get made? Hey, 8293, what do you think about all this? I hope you're listening to the show as you sit there in the chat room. I need somebody to bounce ideas off of. It's pretty amazing when you leave the reality of the working world, how people you know just drift off with you. I mean, and you drift apart. Yeah, I had a good time. Maybe my brother's right. People see me coming and they go the other way. I feel a lot like House. Yeah, House. You know, the whole theme of House was everybody lies. Even when you think you're not. If you stop to analyze it, everybody lies. Everybody makes reality over in their own interest. If you disagree with that, then give me a call, 347-945-6713. Barack Obama has a completely different reality than Mitt Romney. It's an amazing thing, but Barack Obama will forever be in the top 1%. And he will not have a reality, even like his own father. Surely won't have a reality like somebody that lives down in Anacostia. And he lives under this myth that if his son would look just like Trayvon Martin. Just isn't true. It's just not true. And it doesn't have anything to do with being black or white. It has to do with Barack Obama being the president of the United States. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I voted for him, so I obviously think it's a good thing. I mean, who was I going to vote for? John McCain? John McCain and I don't have the same reality. It's a real miracle in this country that we don't just start shooting. Well, I mean, a lot of us do, but that we've only had one civil war. And those same issues are plaguing us. Maybe it is time for the United States to either eliminate the states as political jurisdictions and establish them as mere administrative jurisdictions and electoral districts. But make all funding for all parts of the country come from the federal budget. Or actually, it wouldn't be a federal budget, it would be a national budget. I'm saying some pretty revolutionary things here. I hope if anybody's listening that you call me. Or if you happen to listen to this later on the archive, then give me an email or tweet me. @NConstantine. You can reach me on Twitter. Follow me. You can email me at buffnet@verizon.net. That's Buffnet, buffnet @verizon.net. Tell me what you think of what you're hearing. To be honest, I get a bit bored, at least until the cult gives me a call. I guess I've been on here now, what, almost 20 minutes. I need somebody to break up the monotony with me. 347-945-6713 is the number. Let's see what's going on in the Washington Post. Maybe we can have something more to... That president jobber was a real shocker. It's amazing. Let me go see page 2 of this article, see if it sheds any more light on why they kicked her out. Oh, McDonald's going to appoint some more board members. Oof, excuse me. A lot of these board members, well, they contribute money to candidates, and this is a reward to them. There sure are no poor people on these boards. Pharmaceuticals, lawyers. One of them, McDonald's appointees to the board, John L. Now III, the biggest beer distributor in Houston. And he's donated $189,000 to candidates, including $65,000 to McDonald himself. Tim Robertson, son to Pat Robinson, the famous televangelist. He contributed $45,000 to McDonald's. I wonder how he got on the board. Isn't that just interesting? And there are no educators on the board. Even the student says the board's decision on Sullivan will in time prove to have been a wise one. You know, she wants a job, Ms. Hillary Heard. Wow. Oh, boy, yeah, you, McDonald says, oh, well, my goal is to appoint excellent board members. I leave the governance of the universities up to them till they start hurting you politically or doing things that you don't politically approve of. Yeah, then we'll see how much you leave it to them. Again, the old Hausian idea. Lies, 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 lies. Sylvia, call me soon. I just may turn it in at 9:30 today. But we'll see. We'll see. Hey, I got a caller coming on. Hey, Colt, how you doing?
I've been hanging around here for quite a while, and then I hear you getting ready to turn the show off.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just reading about the University of Virginia suddenly fired their president today.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was yesterday. I don't know. I'm so worried that people like of your ilk are going to be running this country come January.
Oh, well, I wouldn't call it my ilk. I'm not voting for Romney, geez.
You know, I heard about him for the first time. The governor of New Mexico.
Oh, Gary Johnson, yeah. Yeah, he's all that's left for me, you know. The way it is. So.
Says he's coming at Romney from the right and at Obama from the left.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's very eloquent and well-informed, you know. I like him. I mean, I prefer Ron Paul, but I'm not going to get him. But, you know.
A lot of things he says click with me. A lot of other ones scare me to death.
Mm.
I like those lefty things of coming to Obama from the left, but it's those righty things. But anyway, he was on, was it Morning Joe?
Oh, this morning?
No. I think it was Monday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't get up that early. That's too early for me.
For you, that'd be 3 a.m.
Well, yeah, of course. So I'm well asleep.
Because it's live.
Yeah, it would be nice if they did put it on, and I don't care if it's live or not, you know, but because I don't just watch the financial channel. I'm usually up.
What they do, and I suppose they have to get some kind of a break, but they start at 6 and then they usually about 7:30 they start looping the first part of the show again.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess I could put it on the DVR and,
God, I've become a junkie.
Mm.
I wake up, oh my God, I got to get Joe on.
Yeah, well, that sort of happened to me too. You know, as time went on, it was like, you know, you have so much time. You know what I'm saying? You got to fill it.
Well, I know. Well, no luck on the employment. All my craziness is coming back to haunt me.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah,
but I mean, when you apply for jobs, they don't know about your radio show and your Facebook account. I mean,
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do?
It's the first thing they're checking now.
Well, then, you could do like I do.
Yeah, I could, but it's too late. There's too much stuff out there.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Yeah, just doing
a general search. I'd be better off correcting it.
Yeah, that would be good.
Well, I'm not going to correct anything because I haven't said anything bad. I just realized that my whole problem is I'm Gregory House and no one likes him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
But I get hundreds of listens every week, so I just keep doing it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you... I think I put it on my wall yesterday. It's something I had heard during the week, and then I went to verify it, and sure enough, I didn't realize how many Wisconsin state workers left the union from the time of, Walker's pushing that legislation through. And then the recall vote. And they lost close to half their membership.
Well, what do you think's going to happen when they take away collective bargaining?
Well, no, that wasn't the deal. The deal was that the state was no longer collecting dues. So as a result, so all these people just dropped out. I mean, they weren't going to pay the dues anymore. But even more more interesting, Mitch Daniels in Indiana put through some similar legislation.
But they rejected it.
Yeah, but the they also stopped collecting dues for the union. They've lost 91% of their membership. I mean... That's. I mean, I'm just amazed by it. So what does that say? That says you probably don't have to do anything except to stop collecting their dues, and they'll disappear. I mean, at least that's my take on it.
Well, I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's a national strategy, and it can happen. I mean, I expect it will happen in other states as well. You know, and yet I go to the union websites to see if there's anything there. They don't talk about it. There's nothing.
Well, you're not... Well, then how do you know it's true?
Oh, I know it's true.
How do you know it's true?
Well, numerous, journalists,
Fox says it's true, it's true.
Well, I've heard
America.
I've heard it on CNBC, I've heard it on MSNBC, and the site I used was the Orlando Sentinel. But it was a syndicated story, so I'm pretty safe in assuming that it's been well vetted and verified.
Well, I haven't heard a word about it.
All you have to do is go to my wall, and you'll see one of the links anyway.
All right, let me find. The last couple of days have been pretty easy. Well, anyway, I just finally realized I'm part of the 10%. I've always been part of the bottom 10%, at least in my mind.
The 10%? And, what is the
10%? Yeah, the bottom 10%.
Oh,
the bottom 10.
So the bottom 10, what does the bottom 10 do? I don't know. You aren't talking income. You're talking what?
Oh, I told Al, oh, I said some things to Al Sharpton today. That's probably not going to do me any good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you
I
know,
don't watch. I don't watch his show. It's, you know.
He had a wonderful debate today with Newt Gingrich.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that might
yeah.
have been interesting.
It was interesting, I promise. For every other word out of Sharpton's mouth is, it's an outrage.
Mm.
We're outraged.
Well, yeah.
We're outraged.
Yeah, that's, let's just say, I think that's a one-sided battle there, you know.
And it makes me, it really does make me angry when he calls, when he calls, when he calls Mitt Romney, Willard Mitt Romney.
Oh, Willard, yeah.
It is actually on his birth certificate.
Hmm.
But who cares? Carol, shake your booty.
Oh, yeah.
It's, well, those little hors d'oeuvres look pretty tasty.
Oh, yeah, I saw that with olives and the cherry tomatoes. That's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
And it's got all the things I like. Cheese, black olives, tomatoes.
Oh, my God. Here, America, listen to this one. Somebody named Deborah Jackson says, well, I like shopping at the dollar place because it's convenient and casual. I don't have to get all dressed up like I'm going to Walmart.
Yeah, that's right.
That's on your wall. I don't have to get all dressed up like I'm going to Walmart.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, you've seen there's videos out, the people of Walmart.
Oh,
yep.
I haven't.
Oh, crazy.
Never.
Oh, just insane. The things that people wear when they go.
I've had enough from Walmart.
Yeah, I don't go there very often, you know.
Time. The only thing that's going to wake this damn country up is a good general strike.
Hmm. Well, didn't you tweet something about that from, from Chomsky?
Yes. I'm worse than a voice in the... Hello?
I'm there.
Oh, okay. I'm worse than a voice in the wilderness.
Mm.
I'm a voice to nowhere.
Okay.
Well, you know, I can't blame I got 73 new tweets. Let's see if there's anything interesting. I love my tweets. What's his name is doing Ed's show. I don't know where he is.
I think they're all on vacation this week.
Well,
Ezra
Joe,
Fine,
he was
Ezra
on
Fine
vacation.
Ezra Fine is sitting in for Rachel Maddow.
That's right. I heard a real lefty really shred him.
Mm.
And I always liked Ezra. It hurt me to see him shredded.
Mm.
Heat versus Thunder. That's what America cares about tonight.
Oh, oh God.
Well, the referee proved last night that you can clean up hockey if you want.
Yeah.
Just call some 5-minute majors to watch him score goals. Can you imagine how tired the penalty people must be in the 4th minute of a 5-minute major?
Oh, Christ, yeah. Let's see.
I don't have any good tweets.
Yeah, oh, okay. Let's see. Well, I don't know if my reliable source is all that reliable now, although I'm going to assume that these figures have been...
Well, the one interesting thing that baffles me is how 3 out of... three out of, or two out of five, I'm sorry, two out of five union voters voted for Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was another stat that they were playing with. And they couldn't quite figure that out, except that they think there's a divide between, you know, public sector workers and private sector union workers that, you know.
Well, yeah, and everybody always, you remember, I can remember people complaining, you know, no, everybody from the city stands around, nobody works.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, there was that was a joke for the longest time, you know. You had, you know, the supervisor, and then you had three or four, employees with seniority, and then you had, like, the apprentice guy who was usually a minority, and he was the one digging the hole. Everyone else stood around and watched him. But they, you know, but the same jokes were made about the Soviet Union.
I know.
I mean, you know, everyone was guaranteed a job, but there might be five guys assigned to one forklift, and there you were.
Yeah, but that's what's going to have to come to anyway, because we can make plenty of stuff. We just don't have anybody working to buy it.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I don't, I'm not quite sure where we're going to end up with this. I mean, I suspect that, you know, the big changes will probably happen long after we're gone. So I guess I shouldn't worry about it too much, you know.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Now, we're going to put off yet another crisis. And wait a few years for it to brew up again.
And what is that going to be?
Well, I think over the course of not a recession but a depression, you usually have 10 years of flat growth with two recessions in between, which is more or less what we had in the 30s. So
yeah,
if history...
Nothing got better. Nobody talks about how Roosevelt got reelected.
Mm-hmm.
Things were worse in
36
than they were in 32.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by all the measures that people talk about today, he did a horrible job.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I don't think that... I mean, I don't think Obama's out of the picture as far as being reelected. He's under incredible attacks right now. I mean, Republicans are doing an incredible job of smearing him on every single front. No matter what he does, you know, they got something. So.
And the underlying part of the whole thing is this guy's black.
Yeah, well, yeah. But, you know, I look at Romney and he's just, you know, this is nobody I would want. I mean, there's nothing there. This is Max Headroom, a conservative Max Headroom. There's nothing happening there.
I forgot about Max Headroom.
Well, plus he looks like him. That was the thing that got me.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to tweet that. Listener refer. I can't even write it. I'm laughing so hard.
Okay.
Refers to Mitt Romney as a conservative Max Headroom. That's great.
Yeah, I think I had posted that. Oh. Maybe about 4 or 5 months ago, and I had just asked a question, and I said, you know, Is Max Headroom the inspiration for Mitt Romney, or is Mitt Romney the inspiration for Max Headroom? And a bunch of people picked it up and, you know, repeated it and shared it. But
Max said he even looks like him.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe we don't need a president. We just need some animation that, you know, goes through the motions on television. Yeah.
Listen, there it is. Listener refers to Mitt Romney as a conservative Max Headroom.
Yeah.
Call Norm at night and get in on the conversation.
Of course, you know, and the thing, this is the other thing, is Romney is no conservative. I mean, I just don't get that, you know. He never was.
Reagan wouldn't have been a conservative today.
Not by today's standards, yeah. Everybody talks about that, that these guys, you know, that conservatives from the past would not make it today, yeah.
What they really want to do is throw away the Constitution.
Yeah. And for that matter, Bush Sr. was no conservative. By any means. Yeah. Yeah, well,
now all these people, well, you know, maybe Jeb should have been. You know, he came from the same tree as GW.
Yeah, yeah. And first
they're brothers,
we didn't,
for God's sake. One of them is in jail for the savings and loan, unless he got out.
Oh, no, he didn't. He didn't go to jail.
He didn't?
No, he managed. I'm trying to remember what it was. But there was, you know, I mean, they found him, you know, guilty of behavior that, you know, wasn't criminal, but was certainly unethical, you know.
It was criminal. I'm sick of them saying this stuff isn't criminal.
Well,
you know, it's legal. Bite my ass!
But I'm saying he did not go to, he didn't go to jail.
Somebody went to jail.
Well, there were people, yeah, a number of people that went to jail, but he wasn't one of them.
That was the big collapse, so he orchestrated it.
Yeah, well, caused
the whole thing. But anyway, you know, it's everybody's afraid to go read Karl Marx because maybe he was right.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know why, but I've been picking up lectures, you know, college lectures from all kinds of different people,
uh-huh.
And I don't much care if they're on the right or left. I like listening to Howard Zinn and Chomsky.
Oh, Howard Zinn.
You know,
Howard Zinn,
they're enjoyable lectures.
Funny. Right, he's just plain funny to listen to.
So, you know, I don't have to agree with them to enjoy the discourse I think that when you watch your opposition, that I think that strengthens your own ideas. And I also
I agree 100% with you about that.
Yeah, because I don't remember who said it, but they said a good debater knows his material, and a great debater knows his opponent's material. And that's,
you know,
that's the way you
win. Right, there used to be a radio show on here in Washington. I'm pretty sure it was syndicated, but I'm not positive.
Mm-hmm.
But it was called Braden and Buchanan. It was Pat Buchanan. I almost stopped listening to MSNBC when they kicked him off.
Mm-hmm.
Morning Joe isn't the same without him. That was criminal. And I forget why they kicked him off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, here's...
Something I found.
I found the thing on Neil Bush.
Oh, all right. What does it say?
Yeah, he was on the board of directors of Silverado Savings Bank, and he was accused of giving himself a loan, but denied all wrongdoing. Okay. And the U.S. Office of Thrift Supervision determined Neil Bush had engaged in numerous breaches of fiduciary duties involving conflicts of interest, but he was never indicted on criminal charges. Civil action was brought against him, and he was settled out of court. He paid a $50,000 fine. And the fine was paid by Republican supporters.
Yeah, but if you got a quarter ounce of grass in your pocket...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You go to jail for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and...
And if you're black, you probably get life.
Yeah, I saw that. Now, Bloomberg still supports what they're doing. Because the law in New York City is kind of strange. You can have, you know, this small amount of marijuana in your pocket, and if you're caught with it in your pocket... then it's just a fine of $100, something like that. But if they make you turn your pockets inside out and the marijuana is exposed, then a different law kicks in. Then it becomes a misdemeanor because it's
a death penalty. Wait a minute.
Okay.
So if they stop you and you say, I have marijuana in my pocket, you're all right.
Oh, you could say that. I guess that might circumvent it, you know.
I guess, but what I'm trying to figure out is, when does it become a misdemeanor, be it in your pocket?
Oh, once you take it out of your pocket. As soon as it's exposed to the public.
Does it matter who exposes it?
It still has to be in your possession.
Yeah, I wonder how many cops go into somebody's pocket with their hand full of marijuana and come out with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is apparently very common. They bust over 50,000 people a year in New York, 90%
right.
of them minority.
What do they call it? Something and frisk.
Yeah, stop and...
Stop and frisk? Is that
stop
what
and
it
frisk
is?
Or, yeah, it's something... like that, you know. Yeah, it's disgusting. Now they.
Well, but I mean, but the other fact of the matter is that Bloomberg can make a, you know, draw a couple of graphs that if stop and frisk go up, violent crimes go down.
Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah, we just had the DEA just raided another dispensary here. And this was one of the big ones. And this place, it was holistic health. They had a chiropractor. They had massages. They had all kinds of stuff there, you know. And they had the marijuana dispensary, too. So it was the full health spa type thing. And it's been there for years. It's very well managed. I'm certain that they don't do anything crooked. They contribute money to charity all the time. And the DEA
raided them.
They just knocked down the doors, took all the product, and raided the homes of the two managers, too. So, I mean, this is craziness. But it's Obama. It's all him.
Oh, yeah, and then
just
he gets,
like,
hey, let's see
hey,
who we're going to do.
Like, you remember on election years, what's the first thing they do? Start busting, they start bringing in the prostitutes, the drug dealers, all them people.
Yep.
Just say, I'm on the job, look at me. And then they leave him alone for another 3 years. Anyway.
Well, I don't know, what else are you supposed to do?
Well, you know, the thing is out here is that you know, the system that is in effect is not great, but it is what the people want, and we're dealing with generally small quantities, you know. So, you know, if the DEA wants to concentrate on the big drug lords in Mexico and whatever, fine, go do that, you know. But leave the people here alone, you know. This is a total waste of time. And it, you know, I don't give a shit about federal law. And the other is marijuana. Come on. It does not belong in the same category with LSD and all that kind of crap. So.
Well, I mean, LSD is a real interesting thing because it's not completely clear that it's such a bad thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard it being used for different... as a psychotropic medication.
Oh, why don't you? People should try taking it before the SATs.
What's that?
They use the people should try taking it before the SATs. See how their scores turn out. Well, they do that other one. What is the attention focusing drug?
Oh, Ritalin.
Well, Adderall.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah,
but
no, there's giant markets outside the SATs for Adderall pills.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's essentially speed. I don't know that it... I heard of a lot of people using coke to stay up 2-3 days in a row to do whatever...
Right, Adderall, you know, you got an all-nighter, they pound them on college campuses.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, see, that stuff, I never really got into any of that, you know, speed and all of it. I don't need to go any faster than I'm going right now, okay? If anything, I'd slow it down, you know?
I drank a lot of beer at Crystal Beach, but I don't remember there being much drugs.
Yeah, that's true. Very little.
Oh, did we drink beer, though?
Well, yeah. I guess.
Should we drink? Oh, that scares me. The beer truck is coming from the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. Those parties, they were something.
Oh, yeah. Rain or shine, it didn't matter.
Rain or shine, it didn't matter. And it's sometimes towards the end of summer, you'd wonder if it was going to snow.
Oh, yeah.
It could get cold in the end of August.
Yeah, every now and then I look at Crystal Beach. I mean, I know the park is gone, but I wonder if those older sections, where the village was, are all
there.
Those gone too?
The village is still there.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Well,
yeah, I kind of wonder.
The last time I talked to somebody, the village was still there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just wondered if they could, you know, if they had been maintained or if, you know, because let's face it, we're talking 40 years.
You know, we are, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What now? 70. I guess it is 35.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I just got my, pulled money out of my IRA. I can do that now with no penalty.
Yeah, so, I can too.
Yeah, I had debated it and I thought, geez, you know. Well, I thought, what the hell? Get it now and, you know, I'm not.
Do what with it? Less now.
And there's stuff I need to do around here anyway, so I got
you own the house yet?
What's that?
Is the house all yours?
Me and Bank of America.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah, no.
My house.
I had refinanced.
My house. Oh, yeah, okay.
I refinanced it once, so that extended the length of the mortgage. So I wouldn't mind refinancing again, hell, if I could get these rates. Good.
But could you?
I tried. I haven't tried recently.
No, I mean, they
Yeah.
It's now holier than thou. You know, people stop paying attention again, then the greed cycle will start.
Well, you know, at this point in time, I mean, given the incredibly low rates and the property at rock bottom prices, you know, you should think that market would be booming. But it's not.
Well, part of the problem is nobody has jobs. You can't borrow money without a job.
Well, I think one is financing is difficult to get now.
You don't have a job.
And they're asking for enormous down payments, too. 10%, you know,
well,
20%.
I had a friend call me up, and he's selling his house, and this couple came by. They loved the house, and they wanted to absolutely make sure that they would, get the house. So they overbid the asking price. The people had spectacular credit. They both had good jobs. One of the couple, they go back to New York because they were moving here from New York. And this lady goes in to see her boss to tell him all about this new house. And he says, well, maybe you better think twice about it. We're laying you off.
Oh, jeez. Damn.
Could you imagine?
Oh, God. Yeah.
It is a nice house.
Mm-hmm. But to go from that high to that low, bam. I mean,
one sentence. Well, I guess you have one of those jobs where you can do from anywhere if you have it.
Yeah. Well, two houses.
We're just about out of time here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
I always like when you call up because it makes the second half go faster.
Yeah, well, I may turn it on, you know, and I listen. I like you to do the first 20 minutes or so at least.
Yeah, hear me
get
go
your
crazy.
Rant. Get the rant
get
out.
Get my rant off my chest. Yeah. Well, I didn't even name one to really. I mean, I'm just so tired of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take that time off. Right, no, I know. I got to take time off from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just get away from it for a while. Not watch Morning Joe for the rest of June. That's going to happen.
Right.
I'll be up like a salivating dog tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But at least my leg is all healed.
Oh.
So, yeah, for some reason, the skin on my leg is very thin. And it ruptures easily.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the doctor told me today, they really were on still, but he says, you can't play soccer anymore. You'll get a contusion. The next thing you know, you'll have a clot.
Oh, yeah. Is any of this maybe diabetic related?
No, I'm not. My sugar is perfect. He says it's fat related and age related.
Oh, okay, yeah.
As you get older, this happens to you.
Yeah.
For some reason, my right leg is accelerated.
Mm-hmm.
No, but the circulation in my leg is perfect. The problem is that the veins are way too close to the surface, not the artery. You know, and they did ultrasounds on my foot, the whole ball of wax, you know, to make sure that the pulse of my feet was the same as the pulse in the rest of my body.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, my blood pressure is great. My sugar is okay, good. you know, my blood pressure's still 120.
Yeah, okay.
And so I'm on no medicine except my gout pills.
Uh-huh.
When I remember to take them.
Oh, okay.
Well, I get reminded to take them because if I don't, I eat something that, you know, has got a lot of uric acid production, like broccoli or asparagus is a killer.
Oh,
I had
yeah,
a bunch of asparagus and haven't been taking the pills. You know, I'm on a chair for a day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I know a few people who you know, had gout and or still have it. And if they miss their meds, they're going to have a bad day. You know, it's that simple, you know.
Well, diet is actually the big, you can get away if you watch your diet, you know, broccoli,
mm-hmm.
asparagus,
yeah.
Innards, like liver.
Oh, right.
It's just, the iron can just explode your gout. It goes crazy.
Oh.
And, of course, I love all those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was out with a buddy. He orders, he says, oh, let's have a good appetizer. So he orders chicken livers.
Oh, yeah, I'm not big on liver.
I love that.
Really?
I couldn't walk the next day.
Oh, speaking of liver, foie gras is about, I think it's illegal or close to being illegal in California.
Really? Why?
Animal cruelty.
Oh. Well, anyway, I got to keep going here. Norm at Night, we're done again. We'll see you next week.
Okay, take care, man.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.